Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
While most people who lost power as a result of Hurricane Sandy now have it back, around 18,000 outages do remain at this hour across Massachusetts. The utility companies say so far they've managed to respond faster than previous major storms. But as WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov reports, there is growing impatience among the customers who are still waiting.
Unfortunately, all NSTAR has really told us that tomorrow night is kind of their deadline that they said.
The Newton Mayor's office phone rings frequently with residents asking when will their power be back on. Mayor Seti Warren agrees NSTAR has reacted faster to this storm than it did during the last two. But he says it's still not perfect.
So we appreciate the fact that they do have a liaison, a real-life person we can talk to and communicate with. And that has been an improvement. What's critical now is that we get real-time information on restoration. Our residents do as well.
Warren says even closer coordination is needed between Newton's tree crews and NSTAR electric crews.
We need to make sure that we know when their crews are on route or are present so that our crews can do our work around trees and wires.
More than two dozen streets in Newton are shut down because of downed trees and wires. Brad Bray lives in West Newton and is still waiting for his power.
I have no idea when power's coming on, so I don't think there is any communication at this point. And actually, it took a neighbor last night putting in some calls just to get a tree removed off of our neighbor's house.
Both of the large power companies that service eastern Massachusetts say they've worked more quickly to restore service during this storm than in the past. They credit their improved response to being prepared with more crews that were able to assess damage more quickly. Governor Deval Patrick praised them for their speed.
I don't think anyone is prepared to declare a total victory, but tremendous progress since the peak.
While the utility companies have touted the creation of a new position, community liaison, to have a more direct connection with cities and towns, not every customer is satisfied. Paul Maruzzi is still waiting for National Grid to restore power to his home in Upton.
The most frustrating thing is they still haven't made any real progress in getting information out to customers. And it would be better if they just said, well, we don't know. They should all be back on within, 3 days.
Marcy Reed, president of National Grid, says she knows the community liaison position can be improved.
In some towns, we still have some bugs to work out about how that data is flowing from our operations center back in our platforms and to the community liaison. So although I'm quite pleased with the community liaison process that we put in place this time, and I think it's paying some dividends, we certainly have discovered over the last couple of days that we've got some room for improvement, some bugs to work out.
Reed says as soon as the National Guard crews are done helping Massachusetts customers, many will offer their services to help power companies in New York and New Jersey. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.